From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Democrats are resisting Republican attempts to repeal the new health care law. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, they hope to highlight the potential loss of benefits that have already taken effect.
Incoming House Majority Leader Eric Cantor told reporters that a quick vote on repealing the law is something Republicans promised the voters in last year's campaign.
It is a job-killing health care bill that spends money we don't have, and we need to repeal it. And replace it with the kind of health care that most Americans expect.
But Democrats like Debbie Wasserman Schultz say if the law was repealed, it would remove benefits already in effect for seniors on Medicare, parents of sick children, and young adults now back on their parents' health plans.
Plain and simple, repealing health care reform would hurt millions of Americans.
The House repeal vote is scheduled for next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department is expressing concern over attacks against Christians in Iraq, Egypt, and Nigeria. Spokesman P.J. Crowley says it's unclear if the incidents are linked.
I'd be very wary at this point about making any sweeping statements about whether what's happened in Iraq has a bearing on what's happening in other countries such as Egypt or Nigeria.
Crowley is calling on the governments in those countries to bring the perpetrators to justice. In the most recent incident, 21 Coptic Christians were killed in a suicide bombing at a church in Alexandria, Egypt, over the weekend. A federal appeals panel is seeking the California Supreme Court's help in deciding the constitutionality of the state's ban on same-sex marriage. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the federal judges say they aren't sure whether sponsors of the ban have the legal standing to defend it in court.
The question is posed by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It wants to know who has the legal standing to defend the same-sex ban when state officials such as former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and current Governor Jerry Brown have declined. In a separate opinion, the appellate court said the County of Imperial has no standing to claim that it will be injured if Prop 8 is overturned. The court's actions have no bearing on the arguments over the constitutional merits of Prop 8. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
A new study suggests that too many heart patients are being unnecessarily fitted with defibrillators without evidence that it will help the patient. It was conducted by researchers at the Duke Clinical Research Institute in Durham, North Carolina. They conclude that in 1 in 5 cases, patients received implants because of a heart attack, bypass surgery, or recent diagnosis of severe heart failure. The study is based on 4 years of national data and appears in Wednesday's edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Asian stocks remain mixed, with the Nikkei up 25 points. This is NPR News. Captain Owen Honors has been relieved of his duties as commander of the USS Enterprise for showing lewd videos to the ship's crew. Honors was second in command when the incident occurred in 2006 and 2007. Admiral John Harvey, U.S. Fleet Forces commander, says Honors showed poor judgment by showing the videos. The matter is still under investigation. Pakistan's Punjab province is reeling from the country's highest-level assassination in Pakistan since the 2008 killing of Benazir Bhutto. Punjab Governor Salman Taseer was a member of Pakistan's People's Party and a vocal critic of the nation's strict blasphemy laws. The BBC's Orla Guerin reports from Islamabad that it was his criticism of the country's blasphemy laws that motivated his killer.
Police say the Punjab governor, Salman Taseer, was shot repeatedly at close range by one of those supposed to protect him, an elite commando who was part of his security team. The reason, according to Pakistan's interior minister, was the governor's opposition to the country's controversial blasphemy laws. In a BBC interview in November, he acknowledged the risks.
A lot of people said to me that, you know, you're making a mistake, don't do it. And I said, no. If I don't stand up, then other people who think like me won't be able to stand up either.
The loss of one of Pakistan's best-known politicians will deepen the profound sense of crisis here. The killing comes at a time when the government is hanging by a thread.
The BBC's Orla Guerin reporting from Islamabad. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.